rest in here, and I'll come back in about an hour.
Me too.
Did you guys actually have sort of interaction or discussions while you were doing the annotation? Did you have stages of clarification or?
We did.
At the beginning, we did.
Mm-hmm.
We did a training set to be really compared.
Yeah, we did two of those, didn't we?
I think we probably did.
I think we did two training sets, and then we had at least one meeting with you where we talked it all through.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly decided on things.
Yes.
And we did all the rest of them separately.
Yeah.
So did you feel that it was some process of convergence, like that you initially had quite different ideas about the phrase types and markations, and then eventually you came up with some kind of rules that you set up between the two of you?
Yes.
Or
actually, no.
Okay.
I mean, I thought we had basically the same ideas. I don't remember ever having strong arguments about what should be in what group, or it was just the rules about things that,
really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what counted as for the spectral features, it was more confusing what counted as a spectral feature.
Mm-hmm.
We had a long discussion about that, but I don't remember sort of arguing from different sides and converging, just sort of piecing out what would come up and agreeing what we'd do.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a manual, which we haven't got to yet. If we could get a copy, would that be useful?
It probably would be.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to leave the meeting now.
It's been a long time, since we've done this.
Can we get Ben to print us out one?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. So, do you reckon Ben has the file with this manual, or
we did send it.
He has had it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we can go onto our system and get it.
Man, it's gone.
Yeah. There's a cool little cat there as well. That lets you know exactly how long you've been meeting, is
that? Oh. Top.
We can have these things now. Area, we don't have
many. I've never heard of them
exactly
at all.
Well, these are telescopes, but that's different from those.
They're hardly in our areas.
They have got a conference thing, haven't they? In the ATC.
Yeah, that's right. Although, I mean, it isn't actually used all that often these days, I think.
I had to fly to Germany to do a teleconference. I'm thinking for the ESA interview.
Gosh.
And they fly you to Germany and put you on a four-way teleconference with three people in Chile. And had they asked, we could have done it fine at ATC.
Right.
And saved from having to go to Germany for a day.
Right.
But I haven't got that far.
It's a very strange interview feeling as well, because you can't see
them. The body language
while you're giving your talk.
Yeah.
Because they just show. Usually they have a camera on you and a camera on them.
Right.
But during the talk part, they have a camera on, I believe, them. Because I could see that guy reading a newspaper halfway through my talk. And then they had a camera showing what my slides were.
Right.
And so you forget that they can see you at all.
Right.
And so when all of that was over, they were answering your questions and the view switched again, and I realized I was sitting there in the interview going.
And mine was even, it was different again. It was a four-way split screen with me and three other people. And it just stayed like that. And I had the talk on the laptop in front of me, and they had the talk on their laptops.
Right.
And I had to tell them when to press the button to turn the page.
Gosh.
And you can't say looking over here.
Yeah.
If you see towards the top left of the image, and luckily Olivia had warned me it might be complicated, so I had something without very many, not little arrows flying in and things, because that would just make it really difficult. But I practiced the talk, standing up in front of it and pointing to things, and you're sitting down in front of it, and you could see yourself, but not only can you see yourself, you see yourself bounce back 2 seconds later. From the time you're sitting in the front of Chile,
it is really.
So you're like,
strange.
Did I just do that? And then you're reacting to what you did a while ago.
Yeah.
It's a really daft situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's printing it out as well.
Great.
Okay. Right, we can start showing that.
Shall we dive in the interim?
Yes. Continuum flux or continuum? Flux on its own wouldn't be a spectral feature. I think it should probably just be continuum. If it was continuum luminosity, you probably wouldn't edit.
No, you wouldn't do. I think I'm. No, I think I'm working out who's top and bottom. Yeah, I'm happy enough with that. I don't feel strongly about it.
I actually haven't really thought about like marking or not marking who's top and who's bottom. I think maybe that would make sense for you guys to know.
I think Ben said he left it out on purpose, which is
reasonable.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure I'm bottom
anyway. I'm pretty sure I'm top.
So
okay.
You are one, you can tell. Because I would fight for lion being a spectral feature as well.
Right. Yeah, I think that's probably right as well.
It's a bit hard to mark on this. Do that.
Okay, next.
So sorry, just for the convention, you're marking which annotation you think is the right one.
Yes.
Okay, so.
And if neither, then we'll have to put something else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so here we're missing soft component on the bottom.
I think
there.
You're probably right, soft component is a...
If you get line, I get soft component.
Yep.
Sorry.
Oh,
should intervene probably a bit.
No,
go ahead. Well, isn't it that if it's a region of the spectrum that, and you can point at it, then it is a spectral feature, and that isn't.
You can point to a soft component.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's a big bump and a soft bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, is a feature part of a spectral feature? I think you can look there as well.
I'm not fussed about that.
It's not just absorption.
Thing.
But it's not just absorption at 0.5 kV. It's actually something in the absorption that you're seeing. If it was a dip in absorption or a...
Yeah.
A lack of absorption.
This is the thing
you
point to.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the thing you point to, and this is a physical mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'd say. Two down. 250 to go. Excellent.
That's two.
That's definitely two. You're right.
Next one with the equivalent width. I think you're right, Claire. We weren't going to mark the equivalent width, but we were going to mark the lines.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
Alrighty. What are we missing?
Broad
line. Yep, that's true. You get that.
And nebula. As a source type.
I don't remember what we were doing with nebula. We weren't doing like H2 regions and stuff, right?
I can't remember
actually.
Should we see when manual comes? Let's come back to that one.
Yes.
I can't remember what we're doing about that either.
We were doing descriptions that made things separate classes. In which case I'd argue for elliptical thing.
That's interesting.
God, I've just gone mad with the underlining here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Breaking the power law index. I think that's probably a... You can point to it.
Yeah, that's
but
the thing, but you wouldn't know it was
not
a... Yeah.
It's something you derived.
The power law index is something you derive. A break in a spectrum is something you can point at. So...
So what's a break in a power law index?
I think it's a feature, because in this spectrum it does that and does that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that thing there.
Yeah, that is where it breaks. So yeah.
Slight depression of the continuum near the line and limit. I think you're right.
And
there
if I did
well.
It again, I'd say slight depression of the continuum and possibly, well,
but
you can see both the slight depression and the line and limit. But we're supposed to say the descriptive words of the features. So
yeah, if it was absorption at H alpha,
mm-hmm.
that would all be one. Or absorbing at 5,000 nanometers would all be one anyway.
Yeah, but
it
they would be the same.
At a certain point.
They'd both be the same spectral feature. Whereas here,
well,
there's two spectral
near.
Features. There's a line and limit, which you can see, and then there's a slight depression near it.
Oh. Yeah, I think you're right. It's near rather than at. It's not.
Yeah.
Did you
have a sense about that?
And you want to split that one and do you into two? Yeah, I'd agree with that, I think. Yeah.
Is that clear?
Excellent.
It's a good level of it.
Yeah,
okay. Absorption.
That I didn't mark because it's the physical process of absorption.
Yes,
not the
as well.
The thing.
It was more awakens.
Would there be other cases where you would actually mark an absorption or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absorption
if it was there's an absorption feature or absorption
mm-hmm.
is seen at the spectrum at this wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say, for example, the quasar is absorbed, that just means the quasar is behind a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
So that's describing something physically rather than describing
mm-hmm.
the spectrum itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
There is no steep soft component of OTAV.
I don't remember what we were going to do about things that weren't there. It's not something you can point to. You could point to it if it were there.
Yes, you could. I tend to miss out things if they're too long.
But if it had been there, you would have...
You would probably
marked
it.
Yeah.
Feature.
Yes, I think
we would. Yeah. We go back to number
5.
Is
that the nebula?
Oh,
was
yeah.
it the
yes,
nebula?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What were we saying about nebula? Source types. Yeah, nebula counts, doesn't it?
I think it does.
Right.
We weren't matching it to H2 regions because it was a region, I think was the
yeah.
argument for that. Line again.
Line
no,
that's
in
line
ratios.
Ratios.
But I remember we weren't going to mark line ratios, but we were going to mark here where you've got equivalent width of H beta, or if it's a...
But
ratio is difficult.
Line in line and line ratios is modifying ratios, isn't it? It's
I guess.
It's not talking about specific lines. A line ratio is a thing.
Yeah, but you have it actually listed explicitly and that you're not going to include it.
Right.
Don't include?
Line ratios after abundances. So
is that the value or is it the word?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Don't it
yeah. yeah, I mean you wouldn't
derive property.
You wouldn't include abundances or line strengths.
No.
Yeah. It
you wouldn't include line in that. Okay.
I don't think. Oh, oh. Oh, I see what you're doing. You're circling the one we like.
Yeah.
Right.
Damp climb and alpha absorbers. I think that's a spectral feature even though it's you wouldn't mark the source type.
Sorry, can I just ask, now you just aligned, you circled the word in the outline, which didn't...
Yes, because we don't want it underlined.
Right,
it
sorry, oh,
underlined.
I see, okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Right, damp life now. See, again, these are source types. I mean, it's not a source type,
mm-hmm.
but it's also a... But damp lime and alpha absorbers are physical things, not... Spectral
but,
features.
But you also absorb them by, you observe them by the spectral feature. What were we doing for things, broad absorption line quasar, for example? We were marking the broad absorption line as well as broad absorption line quasar. So I think it should be the same as that. If it's defined by a spectral feature, we should mark it.
But you
yeah.
wouldn't be able to point to something in a spectrum and say that's a damp Lyman alpha absorber unless you'd...
You could point to damp Lyman alpha though. Because it says
yeah,
here, spectral features are referring to a type of source, e.g. Balin, Balquasar.
But we wouldn't say absorbers were a type of source.
Not a specific type of source, but I think still the spectral feature counts even though it's a modifier or something.
Okay. I'm not certain about that, but I...
What do you reckon?
Well, I mean, you can look at this spectrum and spot that Lionel has been damaged.
But...
That is a spectral feature.
Don't with damped Lionel observers, you see them a variety of places along the line of sight. So you have to know...
Oh, yeah, no, that's true.
How does it work? I don't know what...
If you look at a quasar and you see a bunch of, if you get a bunch of clouds of gas in the way, you can see these things. But you wouldn't be able to point at one of them and say, ah, oh, that's
different
a
wrenches.
Death.
Yeah.
They're going to be different wrenches.
But that doesn't mean that it's, you can still say that's damp lime alpha and that's damp lime alpha.
I don't know how they do that.
Yeah.
But they're going to say all of that is damp lime alpha.
But you're guessing in a way, aren't
you?
But isn't that always a case of something that's not particularly...
Well, no, but you see them in all sorts of different redshifts. It's like the Lyman Alpha Forest, sort of. And I'm not certain I would mark that.
That's a
tricky one.
Certainly.
If it was some other spectral feature and then absorbers, would we mark it?
No, I wouldn't, because it's... They're physical things, not spectral features. You can't point at something on a spectrum and say that's definitely damp Lyman alpha. And I guess it's because they're modifiers of this source type, and we wouldn't mark that source type.
But we include modifiers of source types.
Didn't you?
We would mark.
We wouldn't mark.
We're
absorbers.
Not marking absorbers.
Yeah.
But if it was a damp Lyman alpha quasar, then we would mark quasar, and we would mark damp Lyman alpha.
Right. Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
Absorption
that's
like we would mark it.
Manual.
Yeah.
So
it's just, I guess, whether damp Lyman alpha is a spectral feature in itself. Which I would probably...
That's a tricky one.
Say it was, but then I've never looked at it.
I guess it is.
Okay.
And that it is altering the spectrum, isn't it? I mean, it's changing
okay.
in this spectrum of...
It doesn't have to be something that's specific. I guess, you know, we say a big blue bump or a soft or a continuum, and we include those.
But we weren't going to include descriptions of spectral features that were based on fitting.
That's true.
We
have included power law, though.
Have
we? Well, no, we included steep soft component, sorry. And here we included breaking the power law because of the break.
Steep soft component. Yeah, breaking the power law is something I'm not certain of. Steep soft component is something you can point at in a spectrum and say.
But it's still some degree of fitting.
Yeah.
You know what's steep and what's shallow. Let's have that for now, then. If you change your mind later when we go through, we can always come back to it and say.
Yeah.
Again, I'd say this is a physical process, not a spectral feature.
Yeah, right. And absorption again.
Yeah. I don't have K star, but I should do.
Yeah, that's that one. And this one here. Oh, we were including feature within spectral feature.
We were.
Okay.
What's wrong with Brad H. Alpha?
I think I just missed it.
Right.
I think it's not as if it's there. Although it's forward slash maximum, it's still the line within it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's easy.
Silicon 2 is an element rather than the, in this context, rather than the line, use the lines. I guess what you, if via there wasn't in there, then you'd have it silicon 2 lines at.
Yeah.
But without, with via there, I think that means silicon 2 derived from these two features.
Yeah, I think so too. species, isn't
yeah,
it? Actually,
I'm sure.
A spectral feature, so on its own.
Yeah, that's true.
Lyman Alpha Forest clouds.
Oh no! We're back to it again.
Lyman Alpha Forest, you can point to on the spectrum.
That's true, but Lyman Alpha Forest clouds are source types we have marking. So we haven't
basically got a rule for spectral features within our referring to types of source,
which we don't mark.
The source.
Yeah. But
so
we're
marking H2 and H2 regions, for example.
I don't think we are, because that's not a spectral feature.
Well, yeah, but again, it's not defined by a spectral feature,
yeah.
No H2 region, whereas Lyman Alpha Forest is defined by. The definition of Lyman Alpha Forest clouds is that they have Lyman Alpha Forests.
But saying that isn't the same as saying we've seen that in a spectrum, whereas a broad line quasar, someone has looked at it and they've seen a broad line. But if you're discussing Lyman Alpha Forest clouds, they could just be discussing the physical object, which we aren't marking.
Why aren't you marking it then?
Because they weren't. I don't know.
I don't think we were marking
anything blobby. I didn't mark.
Diffuse emission or.
It wouldn't count as a source type or.
Well, that's what I'm pondering, really.
Yeah.
I remembered not marking nebula or clouds or.
Yeah, this is this responds species of cloud. It's a particular species of cloud, not just a general cloud, isn't it? So isn't that different?
It's a modifier of clouds, but I don't think if we're including the
I think we're not including nebula clouds, we can't
include.
Yeah, but Bob's saying maybe we should be including nebula and clouds.
Perhaps we should have done,
but we haven't.
But
the
we haven't
whole
done
thing.
The whole thing. So
okay.
I think maybe we just need to put.
I
and we don't include
that.
Diffuse emission. But then we still have to decide if we don't enable the source, what do we do about the spectral features that define that source? If we have, for example, broad absorption line object, we mark that. We mark broad absorption line in that.
That's because to know it's a broad absorption line object, we have seen it.
But to know this is a Lyman Alpha Forest cloud, we've seen Lyman Alpha Forest.
But it's in the spectrum of another object, though. It isn't the spectrum of the.
But it's still a spectral feature,
cloud.
Even if it's not. It might be a spectral feature, not in the cloud, but it's a spectral feature in the quasar,
that
Lyman Alpha Forest.
True.
Yeah.
And you could point at it, that's true, and say that is.
Let's keep them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not that. Oh, forget that, sorry. Yeah. Okay, so. Lemon Alpha Forest again.
Yeah.
And that definitely is a spectral feature on its own, then. Because it doesn't include forest clouds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. H, helium 2 optical depth. I think that's an element.
There,
yeah,
that's derived. You're right.
Oh, we marked the same lines.
Excellent.
What have we done differently?
You've got line brightness temperatures.
It's a derived property of the line. We're going to have a lot of these.
Yeah, we are.
And we weren't using line. What was one we didn't do before? Line ratio, we weren't doing.
Yeah, I don't think line brightness temperatures counts. Because it's not talking about a specific line.
Yeah.
So about lines.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that counts.
Line feature.
Sorry, can we just go back to one page? Did you resolve the line for different segmentations? Like, the main problem was.
There's only one difference here.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was a problem of like one having underlined the entire.
Quite impressive. Yes, excellent. Damp line and alpha again. Systems.
And damp line and alpha data.
That's a modifier of data.
But if you said.
I mean, that's
a spectral
of the type of data.
The continuum spectrum.
I really don't think that counts.
But if it's a double lamin alpha spectrum, you'd mark double lamin alpha because it's in the spectrum. And
I wouldn't, but you
would.
I think just because it's got a spectral feature in the phrase, you wouldn't, for example, when we were saying silicon two levels, we didn't mark silicon two. That's got nothing to do with the spectrum.
But if it's saying silicon two line,
but what this actually means is we've made some measurements based on damped Lyman alpha measurements, and they tell us this answer, and this answer is inconsistent.
I think you're probably right
answer.
In the case of it being data.
Yeah, I don't think that's right.
I'm not sure, actually. I think I would mark it in a it is a region of the spectrum, and they're actually using a region of the spectrum as the data.
If it's an emission line data.
If you both want not to mark it, then fine, don't mark it.
Mm-hmm. If it's an emission line data, would you put it in?
I wouldn't, but
if
because
it
it's a modifier of data.
But if it just said emission line, you would. The emission line is strong. The emission line data shows strong. Then I think it's the same, actually. I think it's data isn't even needed. It's inconsistent with the damped Lyman alpha at more than 99% correct. Or the damped Lyman alpha feature. If you put feature there rather than data, then you'd mark it.
Oh, feature, absolutely.
But I think
but
data is the equivalent of.
So from the perspective of the named entity recognition task, so I think there was also this one guideline saying, for example, if something is sitting under a negation, right, that there was no damped L, Y, alpha or something, then I think the convention was that you still would mark that, right? So
yeah.
It's more like it's sort of like a quite literal task. So it's really like finding these kind of these types of strings rather than really referring to the underlying physical reality, which I mean sort of like if you were to resolve these kind of cases in order to put them say in a database or so, then you'd probably be right in this case, right? But given that the kind of thing is that this named entity recognition is a much more literal thing, like really just finding these kind of strings.
Right.
I think
yeah.
In this case, I would say this is probably an entity.
Okay. Given that we can argue about it for 10 minutes. Not likely in fact.
Right.
Damped Lyman alpha system.
Can I get again? But
it shouldn't be
should
either.
Be
it should be damped Lyman alpha in red, whatever that is, spectral feature. And that shouldn't be there at all.
Okay.
Done again. And that's done it twice. Is that clear enough?
Yes. Right. Source type. Do we have a rule about this?
We were including modifiers. Including borderline quasars, non-borderline quasars as well.
Mm.
So I think we should probably, because flat spectrum radio quasars are very different from
that's true.
Steep spectrum.
That is true.
Excellent.
Just hitting the half an hour mark.
Yes.
Continuous.
Speed up, will
it? Markedly soft ionizing continuous. You're right, I think.
Well, see, that's talking about the flux of ionizing photons rather than
the
continuum of that spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oxygen abundance. Heavy element absorption rates, I think, should be there.
I'm happy enough with that.
Now what else is different?
Blue shifted. That's okay with me, I don't care. Yeah, you can have that as well. There you go.
You write star forming galaxies are distinct.
I don't know why I did that.
Yeah,
I don't like that at all.
Probably because you're doing 7,000 degrees.
Yeah, it could be that I was a bit sleepy. Lines from ions? Yeah. You can't tell the difference between a line from an ion and a line from something else.
No.
Well, you know where they are in the... Well, I guess, yeah, I don't know.
If it was lines
yeah.
from H2,
yeah.
you mark it.
That's true. That's true. All right.
Blue wing flux. What are we going to do about flux? Doesn't say.
Yeah, the feature itself is blue wing flux, or if it said blue wing feature, it would mark feature.
Yes, it's the amount of stuff in the blue wing.
Yeah.
Line peak. I think that should be marked. Even though it's talking about increasing line peak, it's also talking about increasing excess blue wing. Should it actually be excess blue wing flux? Possibly. I think line peak isn't even.
You can point to it, but can you point to a line peak velocity shift?
No,
yeah,
you can't.
You can.
You can't also point to increasing blue wing.
Well, you can point to blue wing flux because you've got your line and there's the blue wing flux. But if a line peak is increasingly shifted.
Yeah, I don't think that's a feature.
Okay.
There's a system issue again, so we should be consistent. And keep it right.
Right. Neutral hydrogen gun piece solution. I think oil is the spectrum. It's basically a way of saying the gun pieces.
Yeah.
It's a way of saying the gun pieces and trough. Which, if you just said that,
well,
it's Gunn-Peterson absorption for neutral hydrogen rather than. If it was hydrogen absorption, you'd mark the whole thing. If it was hydrogen line, you would, so you should mark if it was. Or HB2 absorption. It's a, it marks the kind of spectral feature, doesn't it?
It's a process, isn't it?
But so is HB2 emission, it's a process from HB2, but it's still. This is a process from neutral hydrogen. I guess what I mean is neutral hydrogen should be in there, and the fact that Gunn-Peterson comes between it is just a pain.
Well, I wouldn't have any of it, I think, actually. I think all of that is just the description of the process, isn't it?
I think I might agree with you. Because this definitely shouldn't be marked, because that is a process, not
yeah.
And if that shouldn't be marked, then that shouldn't be marked.
Okay. Let's cross off the note.
Alright.
Blue shift of absorption. I think it's a modifier of the thing, so it probably should be there.
Okay.
As in we can weaken strong absorption with chemicals, blue shift issue. That's talking about the line, isn't it? So it should be.
Yes. Okay.
You mean?
Yeah, that's talking about ion tube strength rather than. It's not the abundance of it or any derived property, it's just the strength of the lines.
You don't think that it actually is abundance, really, in a way? I'm not sure, but.
I guess perhaps it is.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Let's make a decision. Yes, it could be abundant.
Well, yeah. Either that, if that shouldn't be in, neither should either of those.
Yes, that's true. I think it probably should then. Because
yeah.
We will put an ally in strength. If it's an every two line strength, we would definitely put it in.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think that's what it's referring to, even though it's not. It's not saying.
Well, but it. Isn't this an elemental abundance? Did you estimate actually using a number of lines? It isn't just one discrete line in the spectrum, is it?
If it's lines.
Well, I think
it's an abundance. It's an element, I guess, but it's.
Two is an ionic species, and it'll have a number of lines in the spectrum, and you'll estimate an abundance of the species that can use all the lines.
But it says strength rather than abundance. I think we're still looking at the amount of flux coming out of all the FN2 lines rather than.
Have we marked things like. Yeah, I don't know if we've marked things like silicon 1 throughout.
In general, we haven't, unless it's specifically saying it's a line.
Yeah.
But I guess the question is, does this specifically refer to a line? Maybe it's not clear enough to mark.
Yeah.
Let's not mark it.
Yeah, if we don't mark it, though, we definitely shouldn't mark these two, should we?
Well, if that's line, narrow line. If it said every two line strength, then we would mark it. Because you're talking about the line of it rather than the element.
Do you agree with that?
I think so.
If that's
yeah.
true, then they're leaving out the word line, I don't think should mean that it shouldn't be marked.
The word line should be in there. Or
well,
we know what they mean, right?
Yeah. I think they mean the line strength rather than the FE2 abundance.
Okay,
yeah,
well then
that's
what
they probably
mean.
Next. Yes, bloated star.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take out 9.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just for the one.
Oh, yep.
As is that.
You're right.
You're
right.
Yeah,
that counts.
Yes, that was one I wasn't sure about, because I'm deferring from it.
Yeah.
And if it was you, Lex, you'd put it in. That's just the wrong thing.
This shouldn't be.
I don't know.
Does those count with modifiers? Active. We definitely include active.
Yes. I guess the problem is G2, what does that mean? I assumed it
kind of elliptical, is it? E2 is a kind of elliptical.
Yeah.
I don't know what
okay.
J means.
Okay, right. I guess that's one I just didn't know. I thought it was a catalogue. H alpha, I think, should be marked.
Those can. Does that not mean a broadband detection? And does that count?
Sorry,
H alpha detection.
Yeah, you're still detecting the line, even if you're detecting it from broadband filters.
But don't we say we don't do that? I'm right, look. Don't include modifiers of regions or systems, e.g.
broadband
region.
You are right.
Systems. That's why I wasn't doing
and
it.
And narrow line nebulae. Okay, we need to get
back
to change
this.
You're right. Okay, where was it? Started here. We have got nebulae marked here.
Yeah, but modifiers of regions
modifier
or systems is the...
Should be able to see one.
Yeah, we can always change this if we think we're right, rather than going back through
so
it.
So damp climate alpha absorbers shouldn't be in there.
Based on this, but we could change this rule rather than changing all those things.
But then
what's the appropriate thing to do at this point?
I've rules half the time and just forgotten to use it other times.
Just about changing rules, I mean, in a sense, you also want to make sure that the annotation, that they, the agreements that you arrive on today, that they're consistent with what you did before,
mm,
right? So, well, I mean, this really only displays those cases where you disagreed.
Right.
But if you sort of like change
right.
a rule now on the fly,
yeah.
then that
yeah.
might
yeah.
be, then that might create inconsistency.
Because you might have followed
the yes,
rule.
I'm sure
right.
I followed the rule sometimes and just forgotten. So let's
right.
take that. Forest here.
Yeah.
But Lyman Alpha Forest should be in here because it's not talking about it. It's not modified.
Yeah, that's fine. Depth Lyman Alpha systems. Oh, we're back to depth Lyman Alpha data.
Data, I think we should keep in.
Okay.
Be the same as feature.
I
spectrum.
Still don't
I think
that goes
the same
in.
As spectrum, because the data goes as spectrum.
I still don't like it, but
file viewable. I don't have passion.
I wouldn't. I think now
okay.
probably.
And this one comes out as well.
Yep.
Okay, so we want.
Yeah, just cross those out.
Yeah. Right.
So what were we looking at this page for anyway? It was for something
else. Health
and
detection.
Detection. Broadband detections isn't don't include.
But I wouldn't. Is well, HLF a broadband? It's a line.
Isn't
it? So, so it would be a narrowband detection,
yeah.
a narrowband imaging detection. All right, good.
I think so.
HLF emitters are not a distinct class of source, I don't think.
No, they aren't.
Nine.
Just out of curiosity, this narrow broadband that refers to the type of spectrogram that you have, like on the type of filter, or is
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
But I guess if you're picking out a spectral feature, even with a broadband, or narrowband, it's still a spectral feature. If you're picking out a line,
yeah.
However you pick it out.
This is another systems thing.
Yeah. Absorption profiles. I think the whole thing should actually be marked. Even this complex.
Okay.
How fast
yeah.
would we go?
Complex
just absorption profiles.
Yeah, absorption profiles are different. Why not?
Lyman alpha forest line blanketing or Lyman alpha forest line?
Yeah, take out the blanketing.
This is
right.
Into the system.
Yep.
VLBI instrument.
Now, VLBI is
a network.
What is it? VLBI is interferometer, it's a technique.
Yeah.
It's not a.
Yes.
Yeah.
A network is an instrument, though.
It's called something else, isn't it? The VL.
Very long baseline array.
Yeah, it's
VL.
Called
VL.
VL.
Yeah. If it had an A on the end, it would be the net instrument.
This is.
Well.
VLBI network image. So do they mean the VLBI?
Isn't all of. This is an instrument if you have it all, isn't it?
European VLBI net. Is it? It's an instrument, not a research group.
Yes,
because
it takes an image. So.
Yeah.
Oh, but then research people take an image. Okay, let's. But how much modifiers are we putting in?
It's only supposed to be proper names. But I don't.
Which it is.
Yeah, is that. So this whole thing is an instrument.
From 1.6?
That's
or
what
from European.
Right. I think it's.
Or just from VLBI.
Starting with. Europe.
This isn't capital.
Yeah,
oh, I see, yeah. So is this like. It's a subset of the VLBI?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Just in Europe.
Right.
There's actually Merlin and all the international analogues in Europe. All hooked up into one instrument, basically.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is a source name, right?
That's just broadband, isn't it? Broadband emission.
Yeah, that's just.
That shouldn't be marked. Radio loud objects. Not really, something modified, but we can't read your system.
They say something about objects, and I think it's that we don't use it.
Anything ending in object, we don't include
it.
Yeah. So, no, yeah. Now we've both marked line ratios here.
Yeah, but we shouldn't have done. That's fair enough. It's certainly not a source name.
And there it's different because you're talking about the ionizing continuum.
Yeah, that means
which is
that's
a
process. It's a processor. It's the type of photons. It's not the continuum you're looking at.
Maybe you can point to ion pairs.
Sure you can. Yeah.
That shouldn't be in there.
Yep. Neither should that.
You're right there. That's all one big spectral feature. And nebula shouldn't be marked.
Have we agreed on that? We only agreed that, so far we've only agreed that we can't include spectral features modifying nebula. But I don't see yet where it's written down that you can't mark
nebula. We did mark
nebula.
Yes. It was things that weren't distinct, like.
Yeah, but
yeah.
See, there's so
yeah.
many different kinds of nebula, I think is why I wasn't doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a difficult one. But if you're going to stick to it, let's stick.
Yeah. If we're going to have them, let's have them.
Was that a fraction?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Don't mind.
Stop putting it in. I could get. Do you remember that?
You're right.
Source
time.
Yeah.
Line blanketing.
I think.
I know, I don't think I did.
We had line blanketing just now,
yeah.
We included it. I think.
Did you? I thought it was a process, and it wasn't included.
Was it?
You did just have it.
Yeah.
It wasn't that far back, was it? No,
lime and forest lime blank.
We
took
blank thing out.
Blank
thing out.
That's a source name.
Yes.
Red and blue components. I think you're right there as well.
I think I'm right.
Yeah, I think in the same way that you can point to the soft x-rays or the hard x-rays, you can point to the red in there.
Well, I would argue about that, because I think that that you only extract that after you actually model a spectrum, don't you?
The soft excess you can definitely point to on an x-ray thing. And you know if there's one there or not. You can say, that's that. So,
yeah.
You're saying you wouldn't know it was soft unless you...
Yeah. So we're talking about the continuum, though. If you have a galaxy spectrum, you can say, there's the blue component, there's the red component. To the spectrum.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean. It comes from adding two different things together.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That
I can see that, yeah.
And then it's actually really
Results
models
from
the spectrum, not just actually looking at the spectrum.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd give that for red and blue components, but I wouldn't probably give that for soft component. Because a soft excess is that's an x-ray thing. Like a break, you say.
You'd say red or blue
yeah.
excess rather than red or blue component.
Yeah, but
I guess
a component is means it's never going to actually model there.
Yeah, I'd take out red and blue. Which means maybe we should take out soft. But
well,
it's such a basic sort of, you look at a spectrum and you say, that's a soft excess. It's a soft.
The excess is, yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's just
if you modelled it with two parts, one had a
component,
it's hard
and
softer spectrum.
That's
Hubble
probably
and Hubble
true,
Deep Field South.
Hubble and Hubble Deep Field South.
I didn't include it. Although it does apply to the telescope.
Yeah.
But
yeah. So did we have a soft component earlier?
Yes.
So we
should
kill it.
Yeah.
Anyone remember when?
No.
I think actually pretty early on, I would have thought.
There it is.
Excellent.
Right. How about?
Right, top one I think you should include. Possibly with flux as well, though.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'm happy with that.
And then, I said radio galaxies. Now, what did we say about acronyms where part of it was useful?
Did we make a decision about high Z radio galaxies? Because I think they are discussed as a separate source, right, aren't they?
Where are they?
High Z radio galaxies?
Only just interesting because. On the
high
zone.
Yeah.
I don't think
you're
right.
Mark
high shift in that.
Yeah.
The other bit. Yeah.
There is. Yeah.
What did we say about acronyms where?
Where part of it's useful. I think you're supposed to mark the whole thing.
Yes, I think you're right.
Yeah, so you're right.
See if that's 1.8 and 1.9 galaxies.
It's a subclassification of Seyfert. No, make us
you
study of Seyfert 1.8.
Well, people do that, don't they?
Good.
It's stupid.
I think they probably are.
All right.
Yeah, I think so.
It's separate.
Yeah,
it's just the
that's
animal to use. Mission line feature we're going to include.
Yeah.
Galaxy
and galaxy
process.
Formation doesn't
yes.
count. And
Anna, this
yes,
is one
that counts.
Well, it should be this one, but
in
what have you done if these are doubly underlined? Has it just plotted the top colour?
Oh, was it actually possible to doubly underline
yes.
things? I don't know which one it would display then.
Okay, because what we want then here, let's just mark what we want and not that, but with also
yeah.
borderline.
I actually didn't know that was possible to have these. So you allow these kind of embedded annotations, right? Okay.
Because quite often an object class is defined by a spectral feature.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like borderline radio galaxies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Borderlines.
Yeah, I don't think that should go in.
Mind.
Oh, okay.
You colour for a few things. Oh, it's right here. Hyperlumos galaxy.
If you're having ultralumos
yeah.
area,
mm-hmm.
then you have to hyperlumos.
This is just a colour issue.
Is it? Where is it? Oh, right. And QSO is not. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
ISM. Diffuse. So it probably shouldn't be in there.
The ISM isn't a source type, is it?
No.
I don't think so.
What are we doing about nebula again? I've forgotten.
We're now including nebula, aren't we?
Okay. Yeah.
Features.
Strong drop in the continuum, I think you're right there.
Okay.
I think you're right again. That's just the place.
Yeah. We aren't doing mission line objects.
I'm not doing mission line when it's a modified object. So
oh no, we aren't doing that either, you're right.
The question is, are emission line objects a separate class of source? I think they are.
No.
But and you're arguing not to have anything with objects in it, then?
Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
So, negatives.
Yeah, anything under an object, so nothing.
And secret galaxies should be one right there.
Yeah. Yes!
You got through 70. Excellent.
That's pretty good. That's only a third.
Yeah.
We're going to faster. Speed up as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, that's good. How was it?